Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, taking your phone calls. Former Congresswoman Cynthia McKinney is going to be popping in as well. Give us a take on geopolitical developments via video Skype in a moment. Kevin in Florida, thanks for holding, brother. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, what's up, Alex? How are you doing?
I'm doing all right.
Well, I'm glad you articulated the whole technocratic takeover. I wanted to clarify to people that the new Chinese supercomputer, the Tian 2, they call it, essentially means Milky Way 2, is capable, or after they work the bugs out, will be capable of 54 quadrillion processes per second. And to clarify, that's 54,000 trillion processes per second.
Yeah, humans can't run the system they're building. The machines are taking over, and they're designed for dehumanization. What do you think's going to happen?
Hell if I know, you know what I mean?
Yeah, there's the headline. The Chinese supercomputer is now the world's fastest by a lot. And again, they're being wired into everything with algorithms to control us. Man, I tell you, that is a nightmare scenario. And then all they say is, we come in peace. Don't worry. It's all for your own good.
Oh, yeah.
So are you an engineer going to college to be an engineer? What are you doing?
No, I guess you can call me a hacker. I'm just, I'm a computer guy.
What do you think about my hour-long rant? Do you think it was too extreme, or do you think it wasn't extreme enough?
Oh, no, it was great because people really need to, this is really the main focus. This is it. People want to talk about Obama and everything else, and, that's really got nothing to do with, what's really...
Well, I agree. People say, then, why are you making it about Obama? Because they've been programmed. They won't even listen to me unless I talk about Obama. He could be, even on the left or right, because he's the front man right now. So... If you say to a socialist liberal, hey, let's kill all the gun owners for Obama, they're like, yes. But if you said Obama wants to get rid of socialism, they'd go, yes. It's like a programming thing. And I'm not even trying to program them. I can't even get in the door to deprogram them unless I talk about the Obama stuff. We just need to get people moving and against the agenda that is Obama. Sure, Obamacare isn't Obamacare, but it's known as Obamacare. A local pirate radio station that's on a frequency not interfering and putting out good news isn't really a pirate. They're really a resistance person. But I've got to use the term pirate to communicate with the nerve ganglia neurons in the electrochemical Homo sapien computer system.
You're doing a great job at it, I'll tell you that.
Well, where do you think it's all going? I mean, I see the so-called hackers not buying into the NSA's bull. That's good.
As you say a lot, I have all your podcasts. There are still good people out there, and I don't think it will succeed in the long run.
My gut tells me that's the only hope we've got. But if we had good people running things, it'd be super dangerous with what's being developed. The folks that are running it don't care. Like I said, I've got more articles about reactors melting down all over the world, and now it's like, oh, it's radiation's no longer bad. It's like... I mean, really, the elite themselves are not... I've talked to a lot of top globalists on and off air. They don't work as hard as they used to. They become decadent and are taking Prozac and, have five mistresses a week or whatever. And they it's just, man, it's Rome, baby. It's Rome with nuclear weapons, hydrogen bombs, fission fusion weapons, antimatter weapons. This will make the NSA go crazy. Robot fleet. And they're all on power trips, but they're not in control of themselves. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, the majority of the population is already on psychiatric drugs. And, it's out of hand.
Yeah, and it's a chemical warfare takeover. God bless you, sir. Good to hear from you. Former Congresswoman Cynthia McKinney coming up, and we will take your phone calls. Ted and others, Rambo and others, we'll get to you all straight ahead. PrisonPlanet.tv is a subscription news site if you want to support us. 11 memberships for the price of one. Just spread the word.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes, revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of world wide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
In this present crisis, government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem. From time to time, we've been tempted to believe that society has become too complex to be managed by self-rule. But government by an elite group is superior to government for, by, and of the people.
The Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
Hello, me. Meet the real me. In my misfits way of life, a dark black past is my most valued possession. Hindsight is always 20/20.
We are back live with Dave Mustaine bringing us in along with Ronald Reagan. What a combo.
Really assured destruction.
You know, Ronald Reagan said a lot about small government individualism, but the government grew faster under him than it had ever any other time in history before him. And then it's grown more under Obama than all presidents before him combined, because the special interest know what they want. They don't want an economy based on what's good for the people or what individuals vote with their dollars to do. They want an economy of the insiders. And you can call our government fascist, you can call it crony capitalism, you can call it centralized, but they use a fake socialism on the grassroots to control and make the public dependent. And we see our nation absolutely shutting down. We see the globalists attacking any sovereign nation they don't control, Libya, Syria, our government publicly funding Al-Qaeda. Last time she was on with us, I don't know, 6 months ago or so, and we appreciate her coming on again, she made the statement that Barack Obama isn't the lesser of two evils. He's the more effective Bob Two Eagles. I think Glenn Ford, a writer, actually coined out of my memory serves that she was quoting him. And that's absolutely true. It's that Obama's like Coke or Pepsi or the NFL or Ford or Chevy. It's a branding. And he's a nice guy, smart, well-spoken. Makes you believe him. I sit there and watch him lie on Jay Leno going, Jay, we don't spy on the American people. That's an absolute certified lie 2 days ago. On record, Clapper said it, so did Alexander. But when they said it, they looked like they were lying. Obama says it. He is a good liar. So he's like a cloaked Klingon war vessel. You don't see it, it blows you away, to use the cheesy sci-fi analogy. And can you imagine if Bush or even Mitt Romney was trying to attack Syria or Libya and bring in Al-Qaeda? Can you imagine if Bush or Romney was trying to increase funding for basically forced abortions in China? Can you imagine if Bush or somebody was giving $85 billion a month to foreign banks like has been happening under Obama? I mean, the last caller said, why do we talk about Obama when there's this whole technocratic, computerized takeover, machines replacing humans, consciously, towards a end of the civilization as we know it? Because I can't even communicate with the public until I say Obamacare is bad, and then point out it was written by insurance companies to rip people off and not even to help poor people who aren't covered. So I wanted to ask former Congresswoman Cynthia McKinney, who you can say what you want about this lady, and we're going to give you her new campaign website. She has a lot of courage, and she would bring up the NORAD standout on 9/11. She would bring up DynCorp and child kidnapping rings that were in the news at the time, but nobody bring it up in Congress. Sounded crazy, but she was reading out of the Chicago Tribune and the Associated Press. She would bring up the $2 trillion missing from the Pentagon, the people been killed over. And that's why you saw the controlled liberal and the controlled right-wing press always try to destroy her, because she's real. I've met her before, getting a Project Censored Award out in California. She's been on the show many times. And we're going to talk about her plan to run for office again and which website is best to give out. But first off, Cynthia, thank you for coming on with me here today. Everybody always asks to have you on the show. We're honored to have you. I know you're busy. I know you've traveled to Libya and other countries when they're war zones, so you can give a first-place approximation of what's going on. You've tried to break the Gaza embargoes as well. So you've got a lot of courage. That's why we admire what you've done. But first off, this whole Barack Obama thing, am I wrong to say that he is incredibly successful for the establishment because it all becomes about him and not about what's actually happening?
You're absolutely right in saying that, Alex. I think he has been the perfect foil for people on the left and people on the right, because now a dual agenda can be achieved through one person. And when I say that, what I mean is we have the left that have basically done a stand down and allow the president to do whatever he wants to do, even when it contradicts their own values or stated values or progressive values like war, being anti-war, for example, being anti-war crime, being anti-torture. I mean, these are things that are not only U.S. law, international law, that signify a civilized nation, but these are the things that progressives hold near and dear, and yet you don't hear a peep from the left when the international peace is broken because of the aggressive militaristic stand of the Obama administration. Now, at the same time, there's something else that happens, and the something else is that there's an ability to take advantage of the fact that he's black. That does several things. One of the things is that it gives the international community a moment of pause, because those policies that I just enunciated, the militarism, the globalism, the service to the international bankers, goes against everything that the civil rights movement was all about. And so people hearken back to the days of the civil rights movement when they think about Barack Obama, when they see Barack Obama. And so it causes a moment of disequilibrium when they say, okay, he's killing people. I know that's wrong, but somehow there must be a rationale that makes it all right. You know, that's the sort of thing that
he's doing the best he can, when in truth, he's ramming through an agenda that nobody else could get away with. I mean, it's over the top.
Yeah. And of course, you know, I have given much thought, as I've enunciated to you on this show, about the Second Amendment. And my feelings about the Second Amendment and what happened with Hurricane Katrina. But now, I do believe that we all have to rally around every item in the Bill of Rights, or else we will have no more rights.
That's right. And absolutely.
So then that comes to the third sort of function that I believe Barack Obama serves, and because of his race. And that is that there's a segment of the white population that is extremely, extremely scrutinizes everything that he does. Now, scrutiny of a public official is not anything that's bad. However, what that does is that sends alarms up through the other part of the U.S. constituency.
Oh, no. I mean, it gets racial division going. MSNBC says racist things and does it. And then that gets the racist end of the right wing doing it. And then exactly what the establishment wants. And Obama and his handlers and his minions, they all know exactly what they're doing. It's so clear that when they say, if you don't support what Obama does, you're a racist. And yeah, the whites are dumb crackers. It's pure MSNBC is in invoking, so we all fight with each other.
Absolutely. The agenda has always been, if you go back to the counterintelligence program, the document, the founding 1967 document that targeted what the FBI call black nationalist hate groups, that document states that one of the purposes of COINTELPRO was to make sure that blacks and whites don't come together. So with that in mind, what is it that we can do to foil their plan by coming together? How can we come together and deal with this race issue so that we deal with it once and for all, and then we can focus our eyes where they belong, on the international bankers and all the rest of them who have come together to take away our rights?
Absolutely. I mean, how do we do that? Because even though I covered the Trayvon Martin thing, you had to, and it covered that it was divide and conquer, even covering it still divides and conquers.
Yes, that's right. And I got a lot of that because I posted my feelings on my Facebook page. I have an official Facebook page, Cynthia McKinney Official. And there, you also know that I'm engaged in a PhD program that's quite intensive, and it's about leadership. So I thought that we would talk about the various types of leadership on my Facebook page. And then we would also engage each other honestly, where it didn't matter what you said or how you said it, as long as it was how you truly felt, so we could get that out on the table and then deal with each other where we are, because that's the solution. So anyway, in the midst of the Trayvon Martin thing, I decided that I would just put out there, I think we need a Truth and Reconciliation Commission. That Truth and Reconciliation Commission could go back and deal with all of the outstanding issues that we have with each other. Not as a sideshow, but as a serious national engagement that will allow the voices of everyone not just to be heard, but to be listened to, so that we can come together with a solution that will allow all of us.
And then bury the hatchet.
Work together.
Let's talk more about that when we come back, and then I want to get into geopolitical, what's happening. when you visited Libya, the things that are happening there now, what's happening in Syria, and so much more with former Congresswoman Cynthia McKinney. And is she going to run for office again? We'll talk about that.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
There is a false sense of security that the greatest economic crash since the Great Depression is over. But unemployment is still at a 20-year high, and until Americans are working again, the economy has not recovered. What is the smartest investment you can make? It's food. Having a supply of eFoods Direct 25-year shelf life food is your best investment for the troubled times today and the future. For 32 years, the folks at eFoods Direct have helped thousands take the trouble out of troubled times. So to celebrate our 32-year anniversary, get the best insurance possible with a special one-time offer. A two-month food supply for only $320 and free shipping. That's 352 servings of our newest and most popular award-winning recipes at less than a dollar per serving. The 25-year shelf life allows you to lock your food cost against inflation. Call 800-409-5633 or go to efoodsdirect.com/Alex. The two-month supply is only available for a limited time. Call 800-409-5633 or go to efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Our guest. Let me ask you this now. Are you going to be running for office again anytime soon? I know the Democratic Party came out against you and ran the guy who thinks that islands float and will dump over it against you. So, I mean,
yeah.
So what's going to happen next? Are you going to run for office anytime soon?
Well, Alex, you and I can talk off grid about that. Right now, I'm focused on my getting my PhD, and my mother would kill me if I said anything else. So I better focus on that right now. And I'm very close to entering candidacy and writing my dissertation. So all things remain possible.
Well, that's fantastic. What's the best website for people to visit? Is it your Facebook or?
It's the Facebook, Cynthia McKinney Official. Now, there's a lot of Facebooks out there that have Cynthia McKinney, but Cynthia McKinney Official is my official Facebook page. It's the one that I engage in.
You know, you know somebody's a threat to the establishment when the entire mainstream media comes after you and then drums you out of Congress repeatedly. But talking about a Truth and Reconciliation Commission or something, the problem is they'll never let something like that happen because they want to just keep things going forever. Or if they did, it would be to actually just create more division.
But you know what? That's why we have to be in control. And there's a difference. And now that, you know, I'm studying leadership and change, the fact of the matter is that we have a lot of people who are in positions of authority, but they are not leaders. The leaders are the people out here who are organizing in their communities and listening to your show and then sharing the information in their network and their circle of friends. And those are the people who are the real leaders.
Oh, no, you're right. We don't have leaders. We have a stagnant ruling group of kleptocrats who are rigging all the markets and are absolutely stagnant.
That's absolutely right. So what we need is to transfer the real leaders into the positions of authority. And that's a project that is desperately needed while the window is still open. You mentioned Star Trek. Well, you know, Battlestar Galactica has the Cylons. And then, and then Caprica was the whole story of how Cylons came to be. But the idea of them embedding things first is, embedding chips. But now they've moved to the stage where they can embed ideas
in
people's heads. So this is a brave new world that is opening up that will allow them to close the window within which we are able to pose an opposition to what they're doing.
And, that's what everybody is saying. I had Ron Paul on 2 days ago. He said the exact same thing. He said, the race is on. They're trying to bring in a technocracy to enslave us. And that's what you're saying separately. Everyone who studies this gets a chill up their spine, realizing that our world's being turned over to the most cold-blooded anti-human scum.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I have been at people's, at a blind woman's home at 3 o'clock in the morning when she was evicted from her home. And the bankers, the banksters, because they're gangsters, no one has been prosecuted for fraud that has been perpetrated on the people of this country.
I totally agree with you. I mean, the bankers steal trillions. They even take people's houses that are paid for. And then now they send SWAT teams to people's houses to take their homes. And they do it illegally. It's just pathetic.
You're absolutely right. I've faced those SWAT teams. I've been inside those homes of women who paid. In fact, a friend of mine in Chicago was evicted on her birthday. She's a community organizer in Chicago, evicted on her birthday, and she never missed a payment.
I know.
People are having their homes taken away from them for nothing just because there's a class of people who are greedy and enough is never enough for them. Our response has to be coordinated. It has to be well thought out and planned. We have got to organize, and so that means that you and I have to be able to talk to each other. The people who like me and the people who like you, we got to talk to each other. The people who don't like me, but who also care about this country, we've got to talk to
each other. Absolutely. We've got to start talking to each other. They want us watching mainstream TV, not talking to each other, not being in the street. Cynthia McKinney's our guest. Stay there. We're going to come right back and talk more about geopolitically what's happening, but also the collapse of our economy. Straight ahead. Stay with us. And phone calls.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
There is a false sense of security that the greatest economic crash since the Great Depression is over. But unemployment is still at a 20-year high, and until Americans are working again, the economy has not recovered. What is the smartest investment you can make? It's food. Having a supply of eFoods Direct 25-year shelf life food is your best investment for the troubled times today and the future. For 32 years, the folks at eFoods Direct have helped thousands take the trouble out of troubled times. So to celebrate our 32-year anniversary, get the best insurance possible with a special one-time offer. A two-month food supply for only $320 and free shipping. That's 352 servings of our newest and most popular award-winning recipes at less than a dollar per serving. The 25-year shelf life allows you to lock your food cost against inflation. Call 800-409-5633 or go to efoodsdirect.com/Alex. The two-month supply is only available for a limited time. Call 800-409-5633 or go to efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
Business. That you didn't build that. Somebody else made that happen.
Defending the Republic from enemies foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Look, I know we had callers holding since before Cynthia even got here, but I bet she can talk on any subject you raise. Just address your questions to her or myself. 800-259-9231. I like doing that because they'll take us in directions I wouldn't have probably gone in. 800-259-9231. We're going to go back to Cynthia McKinney here in just a moment. But first off, I want to tell you about Cell Shield RTQ at InfoWarsHealth.com. This has 300 milligrams of turmeric root, resveratrol 200 milligrams, and a bunch of other just amazing stuff in it that they've got major studies on as a cancer preventative, just overall extremely. This is the supercharged stuff. Cell Shield RTQ, available discounted at InfoWarsHealth.com. And you can also get the Beyond Tangy Tangerine 2.0, certified non-GMO. Simply amazing. The Beyond Osteo FX for your joints. Hundreds of amazing products at InfoWarsHealth.com. And you can also sign up there and get free shipping online. Or when you call, you can ask about the free shipping, 888-789-9277, 888-789-9277, InfoWarsHealth.com. And don't forget my favorite, really the only energy drink I'll use. I'm drinking coffee in the afternoon now. I take a Pollen Burst Plus that's got my mug on it. I loved it so much when they were coming out with it. They said, hey, try our new one. Do you like it? I'm like, I love berry flavor. Versus the old orange flavor that was still pretty good, and they still sell it, but I like the berry flavor. And it's got a bunch of stuff in it. Just check it out. Healthy energy drink with the B vitamins and all the others, and it's just simply amazing. Pollen Burst Plus, InfoWarsHealth.com, and the toll-free number is right there on the site. And then when you go to InfoWarsStore.com, the books, the T-shirts, the videos, the latest issue of InfoWars magazine, you can buy in bulk or get a 12-month subscription, has the face of Trayvon Martin and George Zimmerman split and put together, you know, saying divide and conquer, how they use that from both sides to make it about division instead of about all the really serious things that are going on. That's just some of what's covered in the current issue. Great way to wake people up with a big, slick, color magazine full of quotes and factoids and documentation, and you support the free press. The answer to the Internet Kill Switch print 2.0 available at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139. Going back to former Congresswoman Cynthia McKinney, Cynthia, looking at this and the point you were getting to, I want to talk more about the banks, because when you get up there and you say they're taking people's houses that were paid for, it's even come out on CNN pieces we played where in Florida, hundreds of homes were taken last month. I mean, I played it many times, that were completely paid for and that they never had the deed to. And the courts just let them do it because they're even selling houses they never even owned. They've sold the same houses in derivatives sometimes 50 plus times, usually only about 3 to 10 times. I've had all the big lawyers on that have been in the news and won cases. I mean, you say that and it sounds like it's crazy that foreign and multinational banks that are tax exempt, that Obama makes jokes about, you may not laugh that this evening was brought to you by Goldman Sachs, but they don't care if you're laughing. They still make money. These are the people sucking Europe dry. These are the people on record taking 45% out of all Cypriots' bank accounts in Cyprus to bail themselves out. I mean, this is beyond insane. Global government by kleptocrats, by banking mafia, and now the attorney generals of the states are getting laws changed because they broke all these laws to let megabanks take your house with no proof. I mean, this is incredible.
It absolutely is incredible, but it's actually happening, and that's what people have to understand. Don't wait until it happens to you in order to start fighting back. And that's that. If there's any disappointment that I have, or maybe something that I'm learning, and that is that these disasters have to become more proximate to individuals before they can actually see, before they can actually believe that their government is actually doing these things to innocent people. Yes. And the people who have these positions of authority, who we vote for every 2, 4, and 6 years, ought to be looking after us, and they are not. They ought to be holding the word accountable on the tip of their tongue.
Wow.
At every meeting. But that doesn't happen. And the Congress is charged with the responsibility of oversight. Oversight of what the executive branch does, as it is the one that creates the policy. But if you look at the judiciary throughout the country, there's an individual here in the state of Georgia. I only know him as Lawless Bill, but he went to every one of the 50 states and he recorded by video individuals who had run up against corrupt judges, a corrupt judicial system. And, of course, people were coming out of the woodworks in order to tell their stories. It's called their story. It's called Lawless America. And you can look at it online, Lawless America. But there are people like Bill who, and now, of course, he's suffering when people assume the mantle of leadership, then you can, of course, expect them to come back.
Well, Cynthia, you know, it's funny. I want you to continue along this line, then we're going to have some phone calls. During the break, I was thinking, why are we becoming so evil? Why are things collapsing? Why does every metric show it's getting worse? And it hit me, people don't take other people suffering or being wronged personal, and they think it's like a victory to say, well, that doesn't affect me, even though it actually does affect them. They don't see, and as things get worse historically, people tend to get even more self-serving when they need to understand that it's because we've lost our instinct to stick up for each other. I mean, used to, you know, if CPS bashed some two-year-old's brains out, granddaddy's going to go shoot him. It didn't matter if he went to jail. So CPS wouldn't do that because they knew somebody's going to come after you. And now people just go, well, cop shot me in the back or killed my kid for no reason. I'm not going to do anything. Or somebody kills a cop. Nobody does anything. I mean, we see a cop in Austin run over for an hour, bleed in the street. Nobody helps him. And it wasn't because they were a cop that people don't help anybody. And it's this attitude of I'm going to get ahead worrying about me. What type of, like these people euthanize their old folks or don't even visit them in the nursing home.
Right.
Nobody's going to care about you. It's this loveless, empty, soulless world of just a bunch of fake idiots. I don't understand it.
Human beings were evolved with empathy. And that's what we're talking about. So, you know, if I come onto your show and I talk about loving my neighbor and loving humanity and loving humankind, you know, I sound like, you know, what's she tripping on? But that's what we've absolutely lost. And when we lose that, we allow the sociopaths and the psychopaths, people who don't have any sense of remorse, any sense of empathy, no sense of compassion for anyone else, we allow them to step on us
and take over.
And then take over.
That's it. I mean, it really. And are you noticing that either people are becoming more human and loving again, or they're becoming more sociopathic, almost psychopathic, like they're into manipulating? They actually know about all this info, but they make the decision to prey on people.
Well, look, I think, you know, one of the things that we were supposed to get around to, and I fear that we might not, so I'm going to bring it up now.
Yeah, bring it up now.
Benghazi.
Oh, no, no. In fact, I forgot that's why I wanted you on. Go ahead. Yeah, because I heard you on another show a few weeks ago, and I said, please get her. And, yeah, let's bring that up.
Because it's clear. I mean, you know, I don't have access to anything except my own common sense, right? And my experiences of knowing what a government is capable of doing.
And you've been to Libya.
That's right. And I've been to Libya many times. Now, what was clear to me is whatever that operation was that was going on in Mexico, fast and furious, for whatever purpose was being served, the same gun running was happening in Benghazi. Now, I don't have any proof. I just have a gut feeling. I have my instinct based on previous experience that's what was going on. So I will not be surprised. We already have had one member of Congress to publicly state that the Obama administration is telling people they've got to change their names so that Congress can't find them in order to ask them about what was going on in Benghazi.
And that's right. By the way, I've talked to a bunch of people day one, NSA, Pentagon, and State Department. They all said what you just said. It was a gun-running operation, a missile-running operation. So we know they're lying in order to stand down. They wanted something covered up.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. Now, what is it that we are supposed to do when we see that they have lied to us and a crack has come open in the veneer. We have to go inside it for everything that it's worth. We've got to have, and if our elected representatives fail to do it, then we need to kick them out too, because they are part of the problem. If they won't investigate on our behalf, then they are a part of the problem.
And absolutely, and it's admitted the Republicans are helping cover it up because it's all part of the same criminal combine. I mean, from the best I can get, the ambassador was not going to transfer heat-seeking missiles to Al-Qaeda. The Turkish ambassador was there and got mad that they wouldn't do it. And so they ordered a stand down of security and sent the Benghazi security force that was the Al-Qaeda group they brought in to attack Libya to begin with, that was running security. And they went in there to kill the ambassador, but they put up a fight longer so everybody learned about the stand down. So basically, as you said, kill those people and let them have the weapons so we can deny it later that we gave Al-Qaeda missiles.
Well, that's pretty pitiful. That's absolutely pitiful. But if you go back to whistleblowers from the CIA and the FBI, you know that this is not anything new. And the fact that our government would enact policies, implement policies that end in the killing of innocent people is reprehensible. And what it means is that we have dearly got to change those people who allow it to happen. Those members of Congress who turn the blind eye to this.
Lindsey Graham.
Lindsey Graham is awful. Absolutely awful in the way that he has just become a sycophant for the special interests. And that is not leadership at all. So the people of South Carolina have got to do something about this sycophant to special interest. How is it that he is allowed to stay in there representing?
Well, he says if you even know Al-Qaeda, we're going to torture you and kill you. We have those clips. We're going to put in the film coming out soon. And then meanwhile, he's involved supporting Obama transferring weapons to Al-Qaeda to attack Assad, who's done nothing.
Well, you see, Assad has done something. Assad has been a thorn in the side of Israel. And if we go back to what the interests are in the region, of course, whatever is going on is not going to put more or less, it's going to put definitely less food on the table. But what the United States policy is in that region is not going to put more food on the table for the average American citizen. So we have to ask, who is this policy for?
Exactly. But how does it even help Israel, the people, not their leadership that wants more war? Why put Al-Qaeda in charge in Syria?
Well, here's the thing. There's a new field of inquiry that has been developed. When a government is destabilized, how long will it take to put another government back in place such that it is functioning on behalf of the people? And I forget the name of this field of inquiry, but the answer is that it takes about 12 to 15 years. So imagine what a country can do to consolidate its own position if it's got 12 to 15 years in which to do it. Imagine how quickly the noose has been tightened around the Bill of Rights right here in our own country in fewer than 15 years. So if we look at what can happen in terms of Israel being able to have suzerainty over the entire region, remember, Israel has a nuclear triad. That means they can launch nuclear weapons from air, land, and sea. And they're the only game in town that can do that. But that is changing. So if you destabilize the region, then you have that suzerainty for at least 12 to 15 years longer.
No, that's right. And then bottom line, destabilize, put Al-Qaeda in, have them wreck everything. And then the public's so dumb, you'll go fight them 5 years later and blow them up again as a way to just kill more people. And it's totally cold-blooded. And I don't even think the average Israelis, from what I read in their paper, understand that, just like the average American. And then again, you use the threat of Al-Qaeda to take our liberties here at home when it's totally synthetic.
First of all, you create Al-Qaeda.
Yeah.
And then you beef up your military and everybody's military around the world so that you can fight Al-Qaeda. NATO is an anachronism. NATO should have been dismantled the day after the Berlin Wall came
down. That's right.
And if not then, certainly with the implosion of the Soviet Union. But now there are people who want us to believe China is our enemy, Russia is our enemy, Al-Qaeda is our enemy, each other, we fellow Americans are our enemies. And as long as we practice this kind of destabilization, not only in our neighborhoods, but globally, then the same people walk away as winners.
You just said it. It's full spectrum dominance. It is getting everybody to fight with each other while these multinationals are tax-free with diplomatic immunity playing us all off against each other, selling weapons to both sides, selling racism to both sides, selling division. I mean, it's they run the world. The globalists playing everybody off against each other. It's totally sick.
But now, Alex, we've been losing. And I'm sick and tired of losing.
Well, I want to hear about how you think we win and take some phone calls with former Congresswoman Cynthia McKinney. Smart lady, folks, as you can see there. Laying it out. It's how it all works. This is what our upcoming film, The Obama Deception 2, is all about. Stay with us.
After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've witnessed that a lot of illness can be linked to toxins and deficiencies combined. Improving your liver function and restoring your cells' ability to detoxify is essential to achieving radiant health. Listen to the real-world results of Doug and his wife after taking One World Way.
My name is Doug Didero. For years, I had an ongoing rash with itching around my eyes. This was due to metal dust particles landing on my face in the workplace. After being on One World Way for 2 weeks, I began to have a severe rash and itching sensation around my eyes. This rash and itching lasted for 5 weeks and is now 100% gone. Additionally, without extra exercise, I've also increased my muscle size, and my wife has lost weight and gained a more attractive figure.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the Infowars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalists on every front. Infowars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at Infowars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Thank you, listeners. You spoke and we listened. At Chef5MM.com, we've made our checkout process more secure and user-friendly than ever before. Chef 5-Minute Meals, unlike anything you've ever seen. Self-heat in just 5 minutes. You don't need anything except what comes in the box. Visit Chef5MM.com to see this innovation for yourself. That's Chef5MM.com or call 888-959-6502. 888-959-6502.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Look, some of these callers have been holding for a long time, and I be able to go to them. We got Cynthia McKinney here, but briefly, getting into taking things back, I think it's realizing the real political system we have is a sham, and I think that's happening. That's why you see the police state being put in place. But we have to reach out to the enforcers as well so they understand what's happening. And I got to tell you, more and more, I do see the police and military I talk to aware of what's going on. Now, Cynthia McKinney, what do you say?
Well, that's why I've reached out to the Oath Keepers, and I always say whenever I'm in a public forum that I respect the Oath Keepers. In fact, when we were, not we, because I wasn't a part of that, but the soldiers, there's a film called Sir No Sir that documents the refusal of soldiers in Vietnam to actually fight. And so we've got to have some people who will say, yes, I am involved on the inside, but I am not going to become a tool of oppression for the people.
It just comes down to saying no. I think that's the big part of the solution. If you're in an unjust war, imagine too, if you're drafted to go to a war and you learn that the bankers are selling the weapons to the North Vietnamese on top of it. I mean, it's all just a moneymaker, just like they're funding Al Qaeda and the Taliban. Ted in Arizona, thanks for holding your on the air with Cynthia McKinney. Go ahead.
That's how you're doing.
Pretty good, sir. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm just curious to know, does any one of you know of a company by the name of Westat? They're going to begin pretty shortly here doing in-home collection of cheek cells, urine samples, and I believe blood samples. And it's gonna be, I think, in about 239 different U.S. cities. I mean, it's a done deal, but do you have any idea?
Yes, sir. They're actually having police checkpoints where they act like it's the law and take cheek samples because they don't have to cut you. The inner cheek cells flake off. And they're now taking it at warrantless checkpoints. And yes, I am aware that they're coming to people's doors offering them money. They want the DNA database. Cynthia, this is just all more of the science fiction movie we're living in.
Yes, you're absolutely right. And of course, this is another thing that started. If you look at what's happening in the black community, they would set up roadblocks and they would take the dig DNA swabs. They'd say, okay, someone has a criminal act has been committed and it was a black man that did it. So we've got to go in and take a DNA swab out of every black man
in Louisiana. They did it in whole cities.
That's exactly right. So my point is that just pay attention to what's happening. And know that if you don't stop it over there, it's going to come and visit you. So you have to stop it over there. The body cavity searches. Remember, that's what was happening in San Antonio on the streets, Latino and black men. Now, white women are having their cavity searched. It's amazing what I am surprised.
By the way, we've got the black ladies on tomorrow that happened to. We're trying to get the two white sisters as well. But can you imagine the same glove, too? I mean, that's rape. And the cops just do it now. Here in Texas, I see the state police. I'm actually scared now because, I mean, it's pretty scary to know now they want to do that.
Right. Exactly. And they'll do it to anybody. And this is the message that if we don't come together, like reaching out, I'm not familiar with this company, but please, I know you probably have it posted, and I will look and search because I need to know more about it so I can warn
you. Look, I know you've got a...
Do not submit under any circumstances.
Sure.
Do not submit.
Yeah, I know you've got to go, Cynthia. Can you do 5 more minutes with us?
Yes.
Well, okay, 1 minute break is a little bit of overdrive. It's pretty much customary now. And thank you so much. We'll look more into that Westat company and get details, Ted. Thank you so much. We'll talk to Darren and a few others on the other side with former Congresswoman Cynthia McKinney. I tell you, she is a ball of fire.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Introducing Pro One. All
of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gates, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.